Wow, that was a lot of money. What were some of the consequences of hosting the cup in Brazil?
The favelas, which are small towns or groups of low-income housing, were demolished to build the stadiums. Thousands of Brazilians were displaced without adequate resources and support. Some of the favelas, like the Mangueira favela, were demolished, but nothing was ever built. There were multiple stadiums built along with the new roads and an athletes' village specifically for the event. Many were not ready in time for the cup, and most were left unused and empty after. Brazilians have called on their government to provide adequate funding for their education, healthcare, and other resources for quite some time, and yet so much money was made available so quickly for a short-term event.
Yeah, that's unfortunate to hear, Brie. Paulo Ito and Cranio were among some of the street artists who protested FIFA through their art by highlighting the social injustices that affected marginalized communities in Brazil. Let's talk a little more in depth about their pieces.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, Paulo Ito, he is a street artist from São Paulo, known for his artwork that critiqued the FIFA World Cup. In an interview from Vice Sports, Paulo says that his intention is to expose the situation, which is what he did with what is arguably the most popular work of art to have come from the World Cup. Paulo used the doors of a schoolhouse in the Pompeia district of São Paulo to paint the image of a young, starving black Brazilian boy. The boy is sitting at a bright blue table with a knife and fork in his hands. There is a soccer ball sitting on a bright orange plate, and he is crying. It's a very distressing image. You've probably all seen this. And he highlights the issue that we mentioned earlier. Brazil spent billions of dollars for this World Cup, and yet there are children starving.